This is Ethically Speaking.
Are there ethical rules that apply to all people across cultures, across time? Aren't there some things that are simply right or wrong?
You're raising the question of universal morality, a question that has plagued thinkers for a long time. There are some things that we can't agree to. It's universally acknowledged that the random terrorizing and killing of innocents is simply wrong, whenever and wherever it occurs.
Sure, everyone believes that except the terrorists. How can you say that such things are universally wrong? Bad things happen. Even as we talk, there are people being purposefully hurt and killed for no good reason.
That's a good point, Denny. But the fact that some people participate in an activity doesn't make that activity right. It only makes sense to grapple with these moral judgments because we have hope that the world can be a better place.
Hope is not going to stop terrorism.
It's true that people are capable of causing greater harm to one another than ever before. But we don't need to accept that as inevitable. Outrage is not the only possible response.
So just as people can create great harm, they can produce tremendous good. Our ability to communicate with one another is greater than ever before. Now we have access to literally a world of ideas for how to make the world a better place.
So along with getting clear in what is simply wrong to do to one another, we need to think about how to combine our efforts to help one another as well. Universal morality, to the extent that it exists, begins with universal caring.
What rules do you think ought to apply to everyone? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
There you may read transcripts, hear archived broadcasts, and send us anonymous comments. This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
This is Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.